Not. Well, good evening and welcome to the regular City of Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Commission meeting. Today is May 16th at 6 p.m. here at the Veterans Memorial Building. So we have a quorum, so meeting's called to order, and we'd like to observe a moment of silence, please. Okay, thank you. And now we're going to pledge allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. So, are there any announcements or presentations?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We do have some presentations. Well, not presentations, we'll do announcements.
Okay.
Complete with the flyers. And yeah.
Okay. I just want to touch base on our community classes. We have our spring 2024 community classes out. These will go until mid-June, and then we take a week break, and we're back on. But if you haven't gotten out and taken some of these classes, they're really fun, really great, and a reasonable price, $6 a drop-in. What a deal. I do want to talk about our not new class, but sort of new. We had a Pilates class, and this is our new Pilates class with our new instructor, Heather. Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 11. Heather comes with a lot of Pilates instructor work and was a former Pilates student of our other Pilates class. And so she comes with some great knowledge, and it's a really well-organized, fun class. So I invite you guys to come take it. I try to take it on Fridays. So. Okay, now I'm moving on to youth services. We will have our summer kickoff camp out, which is a kids' night out event. It will be next Friday, the 24th. And again, for $20, you can come, your child can be signed up, have a camp out dinner, have a camp out inside, and do some crafts, play some games, watch a movie under the stars, and have some quality childcare. So this will be our summer. We've never done one in May. This is kind of a new thing for us, but our kids' night outs are always very well with participants. So we thought we'd do this one, and we'll see how it goes. And then I want to talk about really what's been taking my time right now. And this is our kids camp program, runs for 8 weeks during the summer. This year, we are calling it a kids camp university, where every week will be a different occupation that the kids will learn about. We'll have different visitors, go to different locations, field trips. We also will still be doing our weekly swim lesson on Mondays at the pool, and a trip every Thursday. As I said, I'm deep in this. There's a couple of new things that we've done. One, I am currently in the hiring process of our counselors. We are fortunate. I had over 50 applicants this year. So I've been very busy. And that's a good thing, because as of now, I have 128 campers who have pre-registered for camp this year. So we are going to be very busy. And then on top of that, just last week, I met with the district, and we are partnering with them to, the district runs a summer experience program, which is kind of like a summer school, and it's at Baywood Elementary, but they have YMCA out there, and YMCA doesn't always have the staffing that I have. So we are going to offer care for any families. The district will bus them over to us. They will use our camp after summer experience, and the district is covering the fees for every family who does that. Along with that, They are not offering summer experience for transitional kindergartners. And so because of that, any child that is a current transitional kindergarten student gets free childcare with us at camp for the first 6 weeks of camp, all covered by the district as well. So there are over 150 families that includes. So we'll see how many we get. But yeah, that's a nice partnership. As you know, we partner with them all the time. So it's a nice support for each other. So we're looking forward to a very, very fun, but very busy summer. And then this weekend, if you have nothing to do, Saturday, put your mermaid, sea creature, or pirate costumes on and come out to our parade. Begins at 10:30 at the Harbor Walk. And as you know, we partner with Tognazzini's Dockside for the celebration after. I did make that word up. But it's a really great partnership with those guys. And it's a fun activity for our local families to just come out. We celebrate the Harbor Walk, rock down it, go to to Dockside and have a little party. So we're looking forward to that. Okay, that's it for me.
Okay, so we can take a second to open it up here about the summer aquatics programs that we have going on. As always, we offer lap swimming, aqua aerobics, and master swim during our regular programming hours. This summer, and leading into the summer, we're also doing the Junior Guard Boot Camp, which is a fitness swimming program that's offered on Sundays for participants to gear themselves up for the Junior Lifeguard program that takes place over summer. We're also offering a swim camp over summer, as well as partnering with the San Luis Coastal Unified School District to administer the summer experience program for 5th to 8th graders that may have missed out on ever, you know, being part of a swim lesson. And last summer, all the participants were able to learn how to swim through that program. So very excited to be able to partner with them and offer that again. And yeah, summer is a very busy time with lessons, private lessons, group lessons. And so looking forward to getting everybody out there to the pool at the high school. We have opened up signups for our Estero Bay Youth Soccer League. This is the fall recreational season that takes place starting the first Saturday after Labor Day. It's a longer registration period than some of the other sports, just because we try to capture the kids and families before they get out of school and kind of gain some traction with signups. And then we'll start the season when they're back in school for the 24-25 school year. So we play with South Bay Soccer Association. And then when the teams are around the U-12 age, we'll play with Tascadero, Paso, Templeton, and have kind of a slow county soccer league. So looking forward to soccer here in Morbay. We are excited to announce a brand new co-ed adult social kickball program. We have team signups and individual signups, and it's going to be Wednesdays at Lila Kaiser Park. And this is just a really fun program. We saw Atascadero had started one, and so wanted to bring, we're on a mission to bring more adult sports to the community. So this is kind of in line with that. And we look forward to games starting in June, and if anybody's interested in getting a team together, like I said, you can do team signups or you can sign up as an individual, and we'll group the individuals that are free agents together onto a team. So encouraging everybody to come check it out or sign up. We're still going with our code adult soccer, about halfway through here. We made it to 4 teams for that one. That's on Thursdays at Lila Kaiser Park. So that's still going. It's a non-competitive co-ed soccer program, eight players on the field, and it's been going good. And I want to take a second to promote the Rock to Pier Run. It's going to be July 20th this year. The rate will go up one more time, I believe, before the day of registration price. So if you haven't signed up and know anybody that is going to, make sure they get signed up. We are doing the 10K and the half marathon again this year. And we have the Silk Ocean Band that will be performing when the Kiwanis organization cooks the breakfast. And It's going to be a great time on the beach.
Okay, thank you very much. It's a wonderful report. Do you have any commissioner announcements? No? Okay. Moving on, Morro Bay Senior, that's me, the liaison. They're doing really well. Their main focus is trying to get some more pickleball courts. And they have so much going on. I really highly recommend that you go to their website and check their calendar because they have something going on almost every day of the week. And apparently we have one of the funnest, most exciting bingo games on the Central Coast. So highly recommend it. Everybody seems to have a lot of fun there. So now I think we can open up to public comment. Does anybody want to make a public comment? Seeing none, I think we'll move on. So we have the consent calendar. May I get a motion to approve the minutes, A1?
So move.
May I get a second, please? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Seeing none. Thank you. Like a motion to receive and file A2, Recreation Service Division Status Report.
Is it just... Well, it was just something we read in our packet. There wasn't any action to take on that.
Okay.
Is that right? I'm asking.
We need to receive and file? Yeah.
Yes, for a consent agenda, we would ask that you receive and file.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. May I get a motion to receive?
Receive and file. On...
May I get a second, please?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 All opposed? None. Moving on to A3, Recreation Services Division Participation Reports for January 24 through February 24. May I get a motion to receive and file those?
The motion to receive and file.
And I would second, and could I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
I can't remember the category because I don't have it in front of me, but it seems like the youth ones were really steady and that I think was it the adults were falling off and then there were others that were going up. Is there any explanation for that? Is it just because it's spring? And there was a general trend, except, and I'm sorry, I don't have the, here, maybe Drew can share it with me here. And it was, maybe it's one of those.
Oh, I thought that one said A3. Yeah. A3? Oh, here we go.
Oh, are they all?
Jumped in.
Yeah, that was really stable. Oh, this one, it was on, and it was the adult sports, and maybe that's being addressed. And it seems like it's going down. It's on page, they don't have page numbers on here. But maybe that's a typical dive this time of year. They'll come back up in the summer. It's titled Youth and Adult Sports Participation Report.
Okay. Are you referring to the dip from...
Yeah,
let's
since
see.
March.
Okay. Yeah, I think our goal has been to increase some of the participation. A lot of the time, the numbers may not paint a purely accurate picture of how much participation based on how much hours of activity certain programs have.
Mm-hmm.
I think, okay, so trying to wrap my head around.
You're conscious of that, but there's really not a trend here or a thing to worry about.
So are you referring to the difference between 22 and 23 and 23 and 24?
Uh-huh.
In
how the red
April,
looks like
May.
It's going down.
Okay.
But it's not, maybe it's just because it hasn't been continued.
Gotcha.
Since March.
Yeah, it's almost the same level as before.
As last year, okay.
Yeah, it just takes a...
Gotcha. Yeah, I think there was a break in between seasons at that time between the spring and summer softball
winter
programs.
Okay, before the different seasons. I get it. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So may I get a motion to receive and file A3, please?
So move.
May I get a second? All in favor?
Aye.
I see none opposed. Okay. Public hearings. I don't think there's anyone here that wants to speak, or does any of our guests want to speak? No? Okay. So let's see. So we go to staff reports.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll take this one. Item C1, we have with us tonight the Public Works staff here, director, engineer, and maintenance manager. Maintenance manager? Close. Who are going to provide us with a verbal report on parks and what's been going on with development and what we should see in the future. I'd invite the team on up.
Well, welcome to our meeting.
Thank you, Acting Chair and members of the Rec and Parks Commission. Just want to maybe modify or edit just to manage some expectations here. We didn't plan on bringing a parks update, but wanted to introduce ourselves and let you know what we had in mind for what kinds of items that we would bring here. And so just for those of you that don't know me, my name is Greg Qualick. I'm the Director of Public Works. This is Cindy Cecil. She's the city's new city engineer. She oversees construction projects, encroachment issues, right-of-way issues, development issues. And then Carlos Mendoza, our maintenance division manager, who oversees maintenance and also some small projects that don't necessarily, from a dollar standpoint, rise to the level of a project that engineering would take on. And, you know, in my experience with boards and commissions, and you know, I've done it a few ways in a few different places, but the kind of the update model doesn't always work. You know, I could come here and tell you how many weeds we pulled out of Del Mar, or tell you that the fence is being painted Salty Dog blue in the Cloisters Park, but it's not really a whole lot that the commission can do with that information other than to say cool or not cool. What we'd like to do is bring policy considerations to this group, and we propose to do that on a rotational basis. So I believe the Rec and Parks Commission has 6 meetings a year, and so there's 3 of us. So you could expect to see, on average, my face twice a year, Cindy's face twice a year, and Carlos's face twice a year. And, you know, we've got some ideas for the kinds of items that we'd like to bring that would be accompanied with a staff report. What was my example? You know, I'll let Carlos go first. He'll talk about, and again, this is an example. We're not necessarily here to present this tonight. And of course, we're open to feedback. And if there's things that have been kind of on the burner for you that you would like to hear, we'd like to bring those as well. But Carlos, you want to talk about?
Absolutely. Hi, good evening. Carlos Mendoza. I'm the maintenance division manager. I've been here for about 8 months now. I came from Cambria. I was involved in parks, recreation, open space down in Cambria. So recreation and parks are something that I am very fond of. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be able to work with all of you in the next coming months. So one of the ideas that we thought about bringing forward for policy consideration is the city has about $250,000 allocated for playground structures for our parks. Policy considerations could be what parks would need improvements, what improvements, structures we would like to have in those parks, whether it's for children or include some structures for adults. All those things we would like to bring to you for consideration and for some guidance on that. We have a time frame to be able to spend those funds within the next 2 years. So we'd like to, you know, try to move this project forward as well so that we can spend those money. So that's just one of the projects that we're thinking about.
So would you like us to identify what we think we need?
So why don't we finish our little spiel that we have, and then we can have that discussion.
Okay.
Cindy Cecil, city engineer. I've been with the city for about 6 weeks now. And one, Drew mentioned this also, that we've been approached about adding additional pickleball courts at Del Mar Park. And they're partly because they're overused, but also to perhaps attract tournaments, pickleball tournaments. So that would be another option that we'd like to have your participation in deciding what we do. And it's very early stages at this point. They have a preliminary plan to move the basketball court, where they might move the basketball court. I don't think there's funding sorted out yet, but you'll be hearing more about that.
Thank you both. And just another example, again, these are just examples of the kinds of policy considerations we'd like to bring. I'll share with you sort of a situation that arose a couple of weeks ago. There are these softball tournaments that travel around. They're potential revenue generators for the city. The fields at Lila Kaiser Park are not to the condition that they would need to be to attract these tournaments to come to Morro Bay to host their tournaments. Our concession stand is probably not in the condition to host these sorts of tournaments. You know, is it a goal to bring these tournaments into town? And if it is, you know, what would we do to help attract these sorts of tournaments to come here? Obviously, there would be benefits to that. You know, we'd get visibility as a tourist destination because some of these tournaments travel very far. So this came up not long ago because someone from the community suggested it and we kicked it around with REC. And yeah, sounds like a good idea, but you know, we've got our priorities, we've got ours. And we didn't really see a sort of a body that would give us guidance on this or at least deliberate on it. And so, you know, for us, that's exactly the kind of thing we think we could bring to the REC and Parks Commission that would be helpful. Just as I think we all know this, but, you know, we don't report to the commission. We don't report to the PWAB. We report to the city manager, and we have goals and budgets that are already set in place. And that kind of guides our priorities in terms of, you know, what we focus our attention on. And then the commission reports to the, in an advisory capacity, to the city council. And so, you know, I feel and we feel that you would best be served if we give actual policy considerations, because the city council ultimately decides policy for the city. So, again, we aren't here to deliberate about those items today. We haven't provided a staff report. We haven't done any analysis. But we just wanted to share with you what we have in mind for the kinds of things we bring that we think would actually give you something meaty to look at as a body. So, you know, we'd be happy to take feedback if there's other ideas you have, or if you want to mull on it and we could get more information from you next time. So that's basically our introduction.
Okay, thank you very much. We understand that we need to prioritize this and that a lot of these things are long-term, that they're not just going to happen anytime soon. I just have one question about the $250,000. Does that include work on Coleman Park, or is Coleman Park going to be a separate line item?
Separate.
Okay, yeah, because that needs a bit of work. Great.
More discussion?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Is it okay to give feedback? This is a free fall kind of,
yes, please,
discussion. That's exactly the kind of thing when I raised this as an issue at our last meeting, that I think that, you know, about 10 years ago, there was an attempt to get rid of the Parks and Rec Department. And part of that meant getting rid of this commission, and parts of that happened. And I'm very excited to see that we are still exist and that we still have a director and that we can beef that back up, because out of the 60 years that the city's been in existence, 50 of those, Parks and Rec was a commission, not just a board of advisory. It was like kind of like the planning commission. It has weight in terms of the state constitution. So I'm really excited to hear to have some of that policy brought back to here. I don't know if, because in our handbook, it still allows us to talk about that policy. So I'm thinking the handbook doesn't need to be changed, but that some of these questions need to be brought back to this body. And I'm excited that we would get to have that input. And whether that comes through you as the Public Works Director or whether it should come through the Recreation Director, I don't know. That's what you all need to decide, right, on a staff level. But I would hope that we could have a staff report come back, because I have lots of opinions, obviously, about our different parks and their viability and how we can bring them back. And that baseball tournament thing is great because back, as you know, in the day, Kurt, that when we did that about 15 or 20 years ago, it was a great income producer for the city, for our businesses, because people stayed overnight and all that kind of thing. So that's great that you're looking at that again.
Thank you for that feedback. Appreciate it. And we did bring the bylaws and handbook here, and we reviewed them before the meeting to make sure we understood what the guidelines were and the boundaries for this body. And, you know, we really hope to best serve in that capacity that I described. I do want to be clear, and, you know, we also do the PWAB, as you know. And when I got here 3 years ago, the PWAB was like updates. Like we laid 400 feet of pipe at 4-inch diameter, and, you know, we mowed this many lawns, and we painted this much surface. And interesting, but what I noticed was the PWAB was looking at us like, okay, what am I supposed to do with that information? And okay, great job, guys. And that's not all. I'm exaggerating a little bit. That's not all we brought. But it was my focus to make that change because we were getting a lot of turnover on the PWAB because people just weren't really interested in the topics we were bringing. It's not as fun as REC. Mm-hmm. And so, again, I hope there's not an expectation that we come and say, well, you know, we repaired the fence last week. That's just not really what we want to do. We'd rather focus our time. I mean, that work happens, and Carlos's team, and Carlos does an amazing job of that. But as far as our interaction with this body, we'd rather bring things that are more substantive. And we're going to have to be thoughtful. This is new territory for us. We're going to have to be thoughtful on what that means in terms of what we bring to PWAB. Like you said, Ms. Winholtz, or excuse me, Commissioner Winholtz, you know, what kinds of conversations we have and collaborations we have with the REC division. You know, maybe we draft a staff report and they review it. Maybe we meet beforehand. But clearly, there are some items, and to me, the tournament comes to mind of, yeah, this isn't just a public works thing, and it's not just a REC thing, so we're going to have to work together on it. That's all. I can blab all day.
No, we really appreciate it. Yeah, like the concession stand's been a wreck for a long time. We know that needs fixing. So we just touch on major items. And like I said, we know that these things might take a year to fix or so because, you know, there's a lot of infrastructure in the city that needs maintenance. But I've also seen that you guys are doing a great job. The parks guys, I see them out there mowing and cleaning and now, obviously, health and safety comes first, and whatever we can do to provide the community with the best experience in their open spaces, that's what we're trying to do. We just want everybody to see where their money's going and be happy with the opportunities we present for the different programs and, you know, to have a beautiful park to go hang out with their kids and grandkids and stuff. So I think we're on the right track.
If I could just add something, I think rolled into this was Chair, Vice Chair, you brought up last meeting about having a report back on what's happening at Coleman Park. Is that part of this issue right here, or is that a separate item?
It can be part of this, and I don't have much of an update there. We actually did give that update, I think, 3 months ago or so to this body. I might be confusing that with Harbor, and just forgive me, but I just also want to be honest and share it. You know, we do have limited staff capacity. And in the case of Coleman, you know, we bring it to PWAB, we bring it to Harbor Advisory Board, we bring it to Rec and Parks Commission. Cindy and I were at City Council this week. Last night, we were at PWAB. We're here tonight. Tuesday, we have Planning Commission. And for some reason, Public Works seems to be very popular on the commission circuit. And it does take extra time and preparation to come to these meetings and report out on these things. And so I do just want to let you all know that I have to think about, you know, my staff and like what our capacity is to report out. I can give just a brief update on Coleman if there's interest in that. And yep, sure. Essentially, yeah. There's no update. I mean, okay. We have to apply for a grant, and we are just running around like chickens with their heads cut off trying to do these other projects. And so this is something that we still think we're going to be able to do. It's just not as high of a priority as some other items, notably in, you know, in the water and sewer departments where there's like real work that needs to happen urgently in some cases. And so it's on our radar. We're fully staffed now in engineering. I still don't think we have enough to fulfill the city's expectations, but at least we have all the vacancies filled. I think next week is going to be our first week where everyone's in the office because some folks have been out on medical and vacation. Like as Cindy said, she's been here 6 weeks or so. We've got another employee that's been there 8 weeks. We have one that's been there 6 months. So we have a lot of new folks. They're really energized and ready to go and ready to tackle the issues. But, you know, it is a relatively new team that's got a long list of projects that some of you may have seen that we brought to the PWAB. So, yeah, Coleman Park, no update. We won a $600,000 grant. We have another per capita grant, which is more of just, it's like, I think it was $173,000. We have some Parks in lieu money for that. Our goal is to land a big grant through the Coastal Conservancy. Verbally, they've told us we could probably apply to up to $1.5 million. A lot of that money is going to be habitat restoration. And, you know, I think we can also remove those, what I consider to be ugly utility vaults that serve the old desal intakes right adjacent to the parking lots near Coleman. I mean, that could just be nicer. Those are defunct and not needed. And so they're just kind of sitting there. I think that could be part of the restoration. And that will also help us pay for some of the funding gaps that we have. You know, these restrooms and parks are expensive. And so is the equipment and the playground equipment. And one of the things we heard when we did our public outreach was that the playground equipment, you know, nobody wanted the yellow, blue, red plastic playground equipment for Coleman Park. They wanted something that didn't have the visual impact and that wasn't tall. And, you know, so you preserve the view. And so that stuff exists and it's made in Germany. We were just talking about it today. It looks great, a little more pricey. And so, you know, we've got to figure out how to make the whole thing work. And really the answer is the money. So without that grant application, we're just kind of at a standstill.
Okay. Well, we don't want to add any extra burden to you. If we could just get a page of the highlights that I could just read into our minutes so that the people that are watching the Parks and Rec see that we are the actions that we're taking to make improvements. I guess they could see that on PWEB though, right?
They could, and I mean, respectfully, acting chair, I would suggest that rather than do the highlights and updates approach, okay, which in my view is a burden and doesn't really do anything for the commission, we do focus on bringing these targeted policy considerations so that this commission could advise city council on bigger questions, sort of as, you know, where do we want to put the playground equipment? We want guidance. You know, I think there's a perception that city staff makes the calls. We actually want the cover from you guys. It's like, hey, we brought it to the Parks Commission. They said, don't waste your time putting it in City Park or don't waste your time putting it in Del Mar or whatever. We don't really have that right now. And this commission is really designed at that intersection between the infrastructure and kind of how other people interact with it in terms of recreation. Where to put the playground equipment is a perfect policy consideration where we'd be really interested in getting your input on. And then there's bigger questions like the one we talked about like, do we want to have tournaments here? What sorts of things do we need to do? You know, that might involve city council decisions and prioritization. And so that might be something that this body wants to advise the council on. Those are the kinds of things we want to bring. We don't want to bring, you know, we did 8 slabs of concrete in this park last week. And I mean, that stuff's good. And we like to brag about our work, but I just don't know what you do with that. I mean, you just give us a thumbs up and then that's kind of it. So anyway, those are my thoughts. Feel free to tell me to shut up and do something else. But,
oh, no, yeah. I think we're on the right track. We just need to figure this out. Because I'm more than willing to go down to Coleman with someone and look at it. I guess first consideration is the plumbing and electrical, you know, the technical aspects. Mm-hmm. The certain things are going to probably have to be in certain places and the ADA compliance and all that.
Yeah, so with Coleman, we'll certainly want to take the layout to this commission. And that's, you know, we're not there yet, but
okay.
Thank you for that feedback.
Okay. So we're here to help.
Appreciate it.
At least we're trying. Okay. Any other commissioners have comments or input?
Thank you for taking the time and introducing yourself.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Like I said, we don't want to tie you up every week, every 2 months.
It's okay. It's our job.
Yeah, feel free to call Kirk if you want commissioners to go on site to look at stuff and give their opinion. More than willing to do it.
It's appreciated. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If I could add just one comment. Sorry. I think it might be helpful to go out with you sometime, go out with you just to see the setups, the, you know, and your concerns and where you could use some advice. We could make some contribution in a physical setting.
Well, we used to annually take the trolley with different people just once a year and hit a couple of highlights. And so we could just walk the parks and see what's going on. Yeah.
Thank you for that feedback. I don't know if the issue now is PWAP has all these substantive items, and to take a meeting away for a parks tour is doable some years. I was on that tour I think the first or second year I was here. That doesn't mean we couldn't do one with just this commission. You know,
okay, that'd be great. Option.
Or we do a joint one. I know Kirk and I have talked about that. We haven't done it in a couple of years, I think, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It can be over donuts and coffee, you know, it doesn't have to be a formal.
Oh, okay.
Well, and I'll just jump in here for the last minute then. I think this is part of my reason for raising this issue, was that I think that Public Works is, when you stood up here Tuesday night with all this staff, huge, right? Probably more than any other department has. And that's burdening. And so for Rec and Park to take back some of that responsibility that was shifted to you, so you don't even have to, we don't have to go to you for the tour, that we don't have to go to you for the policy, but rather that comes through Kirk. And so it may be that this commission will write to the city council and say, you know, let's divide back some of that stuff, take some of the burden off of here because they're so overworked, and let us do more of our job as we have in the past. So we don't even have to, I mean, at that point, it comes to you in a different way, not from us. And then you don't have to deal with us.
I appreciate that. I would suggest that maybe that might be one of the first policy considerations we review. I think there's a lot there to explore. I think the situation with number of FTEs is not the same as it was in the past in terms of maintenance workers. And I also think that we want to make sure we're being clear that if we're talking about moving certain maintenance workers back to rec, they would be doing maintenance. They wouldn't be doing parks development. So parks development would still be largely in engineering.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an interesting topic. It's something Kirk and I have reviewed, and I know there's interest on this commission. And so, you know, if this commission wanted to, we could probably bring back some level of analysis so that you can actually see what the impacts would be. Mm-hmm. On both sides, because, and this again,
we can flesh out what we think we want.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, not to burden you.
Okay.
You know, but maybe both of us would bring something to the table.
Yep. And happy to meet with any of you offline as well on that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Qualick and Public Works staff. Way to go. Appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah, we really do.
Yes. And just a couple of quick points of clarification, if I could make those.
Yes.
One item is the Recreation and Parks Department. No, excuse me. Recreation Services Division. I'm falling back to the days of old, but as I was looking at you there, Betty, because we've been doing this. We are the fourth largest division in the city, larger than the Harbor Department, larger than the administrative team at City Hall. Managed by a manager with an advisory board. So it's an odd setup. Mm-hmm. Been something that I've been trying to work on the last 8 years I've been here, and it hasn't really been addressed with regards to, you know, where does parks fit into what we do versus what Public Works does. So I'm happy to see us moving towards that and making some efforts to at least address or what I call the separation or the divorce. Back to Lila Kaiser Park real quick, just so you know, we do have tournaments that take place. There are five tournaments this year from outside vendors who come in and rent the facility from us. There's also two other tournaments that take place here, one that's provided by our office and then a seniors tournament as well. So the park does get used. Back in when I was here in the 90s, we had a number of tournaments that the department hosted. So it's a little bit different. We do receive rental income, and the bodies are still coming into the city. It's just they're not managed by us. That helps. So just wanted to make sure that was clarified. And then, of course, all the other activities that the park does see through our office, youth soccer, baseball, girls softball, so on and so on. So it's a busy park. Could be busier. Little League uses that as well. It could be busier. It does need a lot of help. That's for sure. And first and foremost with the safety elements of it.
But they did fix the parking lot, right?
They did the parking lot.
Big step in the right direction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So baby steps. And we fully understand that there's priorities. You know, you got to have water and electricity and all the health and safety issues. It's a big city. And it's going to be 60 years old soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if the park is it?
Oh, I don't know, but okay. The city is.
All right.
Wow. It was here when I got here.
Me too.
So let's see where we go from here. Are there some staff reports we need to do?
Yes, we can move on to item C2.
Okay.
It looks, pardon me, we do need to accept the report, receive and file.
Oh, okay. May I get a motion to receive and file?
I make a motion to receive and file the report.
May I get a second, please?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Seeing none, passes. Thank you. So I think it's back to the staff.
Okay, we're on item number C2, and that's Mr. Zink.
Thank you. We'll talk about the Sarah Bay youth basketball season for this past year, 2024. We had 40 teams this year between first and eighth graders. So we had a great turnout. It was up a little bit from the previous season. We administered some interleague play with the San Luis Obispo YMCA in the fifth and sixth grade girls division, as well as the seventh and eighth grade boys division, where we did not have enough teams to fully play within our own league. We had some home and away games that included their teams. And then we ended the season for third to eighth graders with the end of the season tournament. So it was a single elimination format where on Sunday we hosted the championship games over at Los Osos Middle School. Had a good event feel this year for our championship games. We had music going. We played the national anthem. And all the teams walked away with a championship T-shirt that won the that kept winning until they won the championship that day. And just looking to continue to grow the program so that hopefully we'll be able to play within our own league for all the divisions that we host. As far as the expenses, we did fairly well with our staffing. We were able to kind of keep the score and timekeeper staff down at the younger ages through some diligent multitasking from our very capable staff of, you know, mainly high schoolers. In the end, we recovered, you know, about 100% of our costs, and we're happy to work with Cambria Youth Sports Association to include them in our league. So in each division, they had one or two teams, and we were able to include them as well. It was a great basketball season. Just one of our benchmark programs, looking to keep it going into the future. And it seems like basketball is really popular for kids here on the coast. So I'm happy to take any questions the commission may have about the program.
Sounds like you're on track, doing a fine job.
Thank you.
Moving
and
on.
Again, Mr. Chairman, you're looking for a motion to...
I move that we receive the Estero Bay Youth Basketball Report and file.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. All opposed? None.
Thank you.
Moving on to item C3, that's Ms. Gallardo. It says Gallardo on the report.
Oh, that's right.
Why I paused.
Multiple names here. You never know who I am. I'm just quickly going to go over the staff report about Brick Challenge Camp, which we held over spring break of 2024. I explained this camp to you guys last meeting, but it's essentially Lego camp. But I don't want Lego to sue me, so I call it Brick Camp. It was a successful camp. We had about 25 campers a day. Some days are more populated, typically, like, especially with spring break, if it's closer to Easter holiday, we'll see like a fall off on a Friday or a Monday. So typically the middle is very busy. So it was, again, very successful, very similar to the last year. Expense wise, of course, staffing is always my highest expense, but you can't have a bunch of kids without staff. So I need them. But all the other costs are down because we recycle our Legos. So our bricks. They are donated from families, and then we just keep them, clean them after the use, and use them again for the next year. So we recovered 101%. We're right there. And of course, we will continue to offer this camp because it is very successful. I believe this summer we're actually going to do a mini one-day brick day because the kids just love them. And then again, we'll continue to use recycled and donated products. So, any questions or comments on this?
Are you still needing Legos?
No.
You have plenty.
Yeah. Yes. No, we really don't need them. They last forever. Mm-hmm. So we do have, I think at now after the collection, I want to say I have six like large containers. So yeah, we're good right now. We're always looking for the Lego men if you ever have, or the Lego people if you ever come across those.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking
for. If I step on one, I'll let you know.
Thank you. Thank you, Commission.
Okay. I'd like to receive and file. Make a motion.
Make a motion to receive and file.
May I get a second?
Work on the brick challenge.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Seeing none opposed, it passes. Thank you.
Back to me. Thank you. This is a quick staff report on our and discussion of the Morro Bay's 60th anniversary of incorporation and celebrations that we are looking to host. We started by having general conversation with the mayor and staff. And then on April 23rd, Mayor Wixom was appointed to be the council liaison for this event. So we're forming a committee right now. And we've got myself and the mayor on board, and maybe Angelica. Yeah, she should be in too. So we're starting this, and we've got some preliminary concepts and ideas. It's a very rough draft and very rough draft schedule as well. And I'll go over it really quick, and then I'll kind of drill down into a little bit more. But we're looking at September 5th through 7th. That's a Thursday through Saturday. Thursday night is our regular scheduled Tunes at Tidelands that is programmed by our Morro Bay Senior Center. But what we're going to do is an enhanced Tunes at Tidelands. So we're going to kick it up a notch with other fun things. Exactly what, we're not sure yet. So we're going to work on that. Friday night, we've been talking in general terms about a Taste of Morro Bay. And that could take many different forms, but that is the general concept. And along with the Taste of Morro Bay, we want to work in some kind of an art show / garden show. Not exactly sure quite yet of what we want to do, but those are just, again, just the overall vision in a rough draft sense. And then Saturday, we would like to host a Founders Day parade through the city, and then end up at Tidelands Park to have a Founders Day, kind of a fun day, So there's some ideas on, you know, parade's a parade, but we know we're going to come up with a theme and the route and whatnot. But then the Founders Day at Tylands Park, we're thinking service organizations and other various gatekeepers here in the community. Those organizations have set up booths, provide information, maybe some activities, having a service organization provide food for the community. Maybe some other fun things like I had listed here in my staff report, a tug of war, a dunk tank where we could dunk the mayor.
Perfect.
Let's see what else. Hands-on exhibits. So again, we're still in the formative stages of this, and we're looking for some community input. We were given $5,000 in funding from the city, and then I secured $5,000 of funding from Visit Morro Bay. So we've got some seed money to work with to make this happen. And then I have already met with Morro Bay Chamber, who actually that's our third person, Madam Mayor. The chamber will have a representative on our committee as well. Because we were turning to them to help us really be the forefront for the taste of Morro Bay. And then, let's see, I've reached out to the Art Center at Morro Bay, and they're very thrilled and want to be on board in whatever capacity that we see fit. Same with the Morro Bay Seniors. They are on board for an enhanced Tunes at Tidelands, and then willing to be part of the parade and or Founders Day at the park. And then, as I had mentioned, Visit Morro Bay. Now, whether or not we're going to include Visit Morro Bay on the planning committee, that's to be determined still. So that's where I am right now. That's my brief staff report. But what I want to do is, I want to back up again. No, I'll leave it at that. And go ahead and turn it back to the commission for just general discussion. And I'm interested in hearing what you have to say. Thank you.
I'm just curious, is that Labor Day weekend?
That's the weekend following.
Following.
Yes.
Thank you. I as a commissioner, am very much up for participating in this. I would hope all the commissioners are. I think that we should absolutely have a very specific role where we are acknowledged for that and that we do that work. Whatever that task might be.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I don't know how the other commissioners feel.
I'm on board. Yes.
Yeah, we're all on board.
Yes, I'm mostly on board. I have some personal circumstances that might make that date hard, like the specific days of, just with some family situation, but happy to help between now and then, especially in the kind of sooner time frame as much as I can.
Wonderful. So as we continue down forming our committee, then I'll reach out to all of you, and maybe one of you could kind of step up as the representative of the commission to participate in this little committee, if that makes sense.
Come on, Betty.
Go for it, June, or our vice chair. Do you want to do that?
You could call on me anytime.
It looks like we've got public comment here on this item.
Okay, we open up for public comment.
Thank you. Am I on? I don't know if it's on or not.
So please state your name.
It doesn't matter.
And how many years you've lived in Morro Bay, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Just a few. Thank you. I just wanted to thank you, Mr. Carmichael. As he shared, we've just begun the conceptual ideas of this. And I wanted to come tonight where all of you are here because, to me, you're an integral part of this event coming forward. We look to this committee and hope, and I know Mr. Carmichael asked maybe one of you, but maybe two of you could, because you have a 5-member board, so perhaps two of you would like to be involved on the steering committee. And when we talked, the three of us, we had my focus, and certainly at your discretion, was hoping that maybe you would take on the parade activity specifically, along with helping with the other events that day. As pointed out, there's the Tunes at Tidelands that the seniors will be taking care of and directing, and Mr. Carmichael's working with the chamber to try and coordinate how that event might look on Friday evening. and using maybe the art association as well as the our city flowers, dahlias. We used to have a dahlia day, so there's an interest in seeing if one of the garden clubs wants to do some sort of floral park and kind of have that all in one evening. And then the next day with the parade and the events and activities. Again, these are all, as he shared, just conceptual ideas. So we need all of you to be a part of moving this forward and making a successful weekend. As you know, our incorporation's in July, but not a good time to try and do that on the heels of 4th of July. So reach out, please. Find some other members of the community and other organizations and service clubs or just general members at large that you think might want to be a part of this. The more help we have, the more successful it'll be. And there are some staff members down at City Hall working. We have, you won't be able to see from where you are, but we have a 50th pin. I was on the 50th committee 10 years ago. We had a city pin done that was there for the 50th. We have a city pin that's just Morro Bay. So one of the volunteers down there has offered to do something and kind of mocked up what the 60th would look like. This one doesn't have our logo with the birds and the boats. It has the rock with dahlias and things. So there's some things that are slowly starting to move a little, but it really is in need of, as Mr. Carmichael shared, a theme. We haven't landed on that yet, and so we really need some input, and we need to get it sooner rather than later. So I hope that you'll reach out and work with Kirk and Angelica and call me, reach out, and we can really get this kicked off and have a good time with our community. And if anybody has any questions for my liaison part, please feel free to reach out. Thank you.
Okay. May I decide, I suggest you contact the Morro Bay Seniors and go to one of their meetings because they got a lot of really talented people down there.
Yeah. We do, and I go on occasion, and then I think Mr. Carmichael's already been working with them, so they'll be part of the committee, too.
Okay. Also. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
So do we need to do anything official, or we're committed? I guess that was official, and then do we need to meet maybe before next July? I mean, we meet every other month. Do we maybe need to meet in June just specifically about this, or does that come through your committee?
Thank you. That's going to come through the committee. I think the efforts right now, we planted the seed. We're going to get the members to join in on the committee. I'm sure by July we'll have a pretty solid foundation of what we're doing, so we can bring that back to the commission at that time. Pardon me, but I am looking to host a number of committee meetings for this event well before our July meeting.
Where is the Friday event? Where will that be held?
We're going to let you work with us on that, Commissioner Small. Help us figure that one out.
My house, so yes, yeah. Of course.
Yes, we don't have that one figured out quite yet. There's a few different concepts. The taste of Morro Bay. I've seen and attended a number of different other tastes of various areas where it could be in one location, like this Vets Hall, for example, where restaurants will come in and provide a sample of their food. Or I've seen them to where you kind of like the Chambers Shop, Sip and Stroll. Something similar to that too, where the folks can kind of cruise around the town and maybe taste a sample at the location at the restaurant itself. So we're kicking around some ideas right now, trying to figure out what works best for those who would participate in this event, the businesses. Keeping in mind, like a Friday night is a tough one for restaurants to give up staff and food. But we've got some other creative ideas of how we can address that as well. So anyway, that's kind of what we have right now.
Okay. Okay, moving forward, where are we at?
Future agenda items.
Future agenda items.
Does anybody have anything?
Well, I'd like to throw something out there.
Okay, Ms. Weinhold.
We have fulfilled my last future agenda item, which was to talk about instituting some, and Mr. Qualick alluded to this, some of the policy decisions back through this commission that were taken away. And I'm wondering if there's a next step to, so we raised the issue, you went to staff, got staff feedback on that, and now I'm wondering if the commission would entertain, and I don't have it figured out in my head, but saying, do we need now maybe to ask permission of the city council to look at our role in the city again? We know that in the handbook that inadvertently they left our responsibilities there. And so rather than have them taken away, maybe we want to ask the city council to reaffirm those. I don't have in my head exactly what I'm talking about, but I want to talk about it again, I guess is what I'm saying. So if we could talk about that again in July, and I'd be glad to bring something forward that people could trash or say yes to or modify.
So if I understand, I guess I could take a look at the bylaws of the commission right now, and then we would go through those bylaws and then identify items that make sense for us to hang on to, and then those to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
We can certainly
something like that. Mm-hmm.
So we're just looking at how we can best serve the community.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal, and I think the Rec and Parks Commission has traditionally, you know, for 50 years served the community very well. With the authority that they had, with the 7-member body they had, they were very active in helping to plan the parks, not just hear about recreation. And so I'd like to get back to that. And certainly that was alluded to, not just alluded to, but stated, we'd like to have your input on policy decisions. Mm-hmm. My concern is that those are coming through PWAB rather than through you or through the rec department. And that then becomes, to me, a policy decision of the city council if they'll even let us bring back some of that. And so that's what I want to, I don't even know if the commission's willing to entertain my idea. So I guess I'd like the commission to have that discussion.
Maybe it would help if you wanted to go ahead and review the bylaws and then identify those areas that we don't want, because everything that's in the bylaws right now, we can still hang on to.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever's written in there, I don't think it's changed over the last, I don't know how many years.
Mm-hmm.
So the bylaws haven't changed. The function of this commission has only changed with the change in the departmental structure.
Mm-hmm.
So as Mr. Qualick alluded to.
Then that's why there's an issue, huh? Oh, not an issue, but an overlap.
There's an overlap.
Okay.
But as he alluded to, you know, his office has the engineering staff, the project management staff. That's mm-hmm. something that my office does not have.
Right.
So it kind of handcuffs us from making decisions to move forward on any developmental topic.
Well, and maybe your department doesn't need that. Maybe what we need to do is come up with the ideas and the policies, and then that they would fulfill those after they go through the council for approval.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know that there's a framework here.
Yeah.
But maybe we can come up with a framework.
I'm happy to have that conversation. And if you want to take a look at the bylaws, and then maybe you and I can email back and forth before I put a staff report together, okay. I'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Is that okay for you?
Yes. Yeah, like I said, we just want to figure out how we best serve the community.
Right.
One thing that I want to bring up is, do the hoteliers and everybody have any surveys about their experiences in Morro Bay? Because if we could just show on, you know, we have the quality of life that we try to help with, all the programs in the parks, and then, you know, what we bring to the city as far as visitors, because we have those amenities.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to somehow quantify the benefits of what we're doing to the city council so they can see that you know, what they are.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think it helps them, help us.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if hotels
don't know.
Do
Madam Mayor, do you like know that? If they have surveys in the hotels or things? So why people are here and what they did or.
The hotel, the Visit Morro Bay through their tourism section does tracking of guest stays based on a lot of times their zip codes and things like that. They don't always do, what they participated when they were here. The chamber would be more where you would look to for that information. They do a lot of tracking of activities. They do surveys, and they have the ability. They put out a Survey Monkey all the time for different things they're looking into. So that would be probably where we would look. And they have a economic development contract with the city, so it would fit in. They're looking at activities, recreational activities that are offered for the city and how that pulls into the tourism and the other things. So I would probably go there.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Okay. Moving forward, where are we at? Future agenda items. Well, I think we just covered it, you know, going over. Does anyone else have a future agenda item they'd like to address?
No future.
No? There's a future. So are we done here?
Yes, sir.
Then I adjourn this meeting. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you, Madam Mayor, for your attendance.
Do you know you have a student?
At 7:30.
Oh, 7:30. Oh, good.